Second Chronicles chapter 13. As in Israel of old, we too are in the midst of a cultural war with serious spiritual consequences for our descendants. Jeroboam, as a very active and ambitious minority in our times, managed to change the principles that God had established for his people in his word. The prophet rebukes Israel, asking, "And have you not also expelled the priests of the Lord, descendants of Aaron and the Levites, and appointed your own priests as the heathen nations do? Anyone who comes to consecrate himself with a calf and seven rams can be a priest of gods who are not gods. Our generation remains silent and passive as one by one biblical principles were replaced by principles and practices clearly sanctioned by Scripture. Like our society, they left the truth and believed the lie because they were carried away by the deception of the culture of their times. But not all Israel had fallen. But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him. They did not abandon God, and God did not abandon them. When the man of Judah uttered the war cry, God defeated Jeroboam. Let us launch the battle cry. Let us remain silent and go fight for Jesus. God is with us and is for us."